Welcome to Calling Monster Island, where I, the host Godzilla Kid, will tell you all there is to know about Godzilla. So, finally this happened. The revelation of the Kaiju Age. The news is simple, but extravagant. Okay, well, first of all, I should probably introduce the movie we are covering this week. It is Kong Skull Island, because we are getting ready for GDK, of course. And I would like to go around to every GDK naysayer who was like, "You can't talk about Mechagodzilla for Godzilla vs. Kong because we don't know if he's real or not." I would like to go to every single one of them and just say, "Told you so." Because you know what happened? We got a design for Mechagodzilla. A full, clear image. A whole, clear, official image of Mechagodzilla. Yeah. I'm just letting that sink in for a second. We got a full, official design of legendary Mechagodzilla. And may I just say, holy guacamole. This Mechagodzilla is seriously one of the best ones I have ever seen. It is such a good Mechagodzilla. It's an awesome Mechagodzilla. So, let me just pull it up right here, because I want to give a in-detail, little description of, what it looks like, because it looks really cool. Okay, so I'm basically going to go from tail to head, and then from, from tail to head, so back design and tail design, and then head. And then I'm going to do from head to toe. So, basically, his tail looks like it's in a lot of pieces, but it was stuck together because there's space in between all these little pieces. And then there's these little rectangular red spikes, so a very different color, a very different coloration from what we've seen before, leading all the way to near the tip of his tail, but then it stops, and it has this little part where it parts into two, but it doesn't, go out farther. It just parts into two sections. So, honestly, it looks like something he could, zap someone with or something. I don't know. And then going up, he has, more of the same with the spikes and everything. And then, his head. So, his head is very weird. His head is, very, very mechanical looking with these bright red eyes. And from the front, he looks kind of, I don't know, he looks weird from the front. Still cool, but, weird from the front. So now let me do head to toe. So from head to toe, his head, I said what his head looks like. So his head, and then I guess his chest. So real quick, his shoulder has two really big plates on it that look amazing. And then again, it looks like he was built in big, really blocky sections. So it's like his arms, there's like one really, like two really big rectangular sections for each of his arms. And then he has these like claw machine hands. And I can almost see that shooting out on a chain and then like grabbing Godzilla or Kong by the throat and like pulling them forward. That would be really cool. And it's so surprising. The first, you know, time we got confirmation of a Mechagodzilla in GVK was with a toy, and the first official image we get of our GVK Mechagodzilla is with a toy. So it's actually really funny. His legs are more the same with, they look exactly the same as the arms, but the feet at the bottom is what interests me. So the feet, it looks like one little, like, block, like one little circular block, but then his toes, like, unfold. It looks as almost his toes unfold. So it's just kind of cool. And then, you know, all of the Playmates toys have this weird feature where they can have battle damage on them. And instead of him, you know, he's not a living creature. He's a mecha. So instead of tearing him open and seeing some blood on his chest, when you tear him open, it looks like there's a bunch of, like, really cool, like, mechanical stuff. I can't really describe it very well, but it's very cool. I am so excited for this. It's like our first real look at Mechagodzilla. He's perfect. He's so cool. I am so happy that, you know, now that we have official Mechagodzilla stuff, we don't have to call, you know, Mechagodzilla the big spoiler. Like, he is real. He's been confirmed by Legendary Playmates. He is a thing. We'll probably get, like, a trailer within a couple days that shows, like, a more head-on design of him. Probably. I mean, I'm hoping. I'm very hopeful of that. Because, you know, the toy is great, but to see the real thing in action, that's where the magic comes in. Yeah, I mean, first real look at Mechagodzilla, I am super hyped. So, I know it's been a very slow, very, very slow, long road to GVK, but we're getting there, and it's like, with everything in March, you know, it's like, they went full forces. Like, you know, they want this movie to be heard and seen by many people. This is not like King of the Monsters, where it was the ultimate Godzilla film for the Godzilla fan. This is the ultimate Godzilla film for everybody, for Godzilla fans and regular giant monster fans or any kind of person alike. So I am very, very excited, and we're almost 10 minutes into the episode, and all we've talked about is Mechagodzilla. So let's talk about the main protagonist of this episode, Kong himself. So let me give you a little send-off. What should I do for a good send-off? For a break. know, but this is your break. This is my break, and this is your break, and we'll be right back to talk about Kong Skull Island. Hello, and welcome back to Kong Monster Island, where the host, Godzilla Kid, will be covering Kong Skull Island this week. So yeah, let's get right into this movie. So, during World War II, yes, World War II, two pilots crash land on a unknown island. And then, but they try to continue their battle on land for reasons. So, when they are continuing their battle on land, they get to the edge of, like, a mountain, and Kong shows up. We'll circle back to that in a second. So, let me think. Oh, Kong. Wait, no, sorry. So, a bunch of years later in 1973, a research organization is created to journey to Skull Island because they think that that place could be the source. I think they think it's because of a lot of oil. No, wait. That's, this is because they're, you know, we're humans, so we want to find out the very existence of the universe, and, like, you know, we want to find out everything, so, of course, we have to ask questions, and we have to do stuff. So, everybody is basically like, okay, we'll go on this, you know, investigation, whatever. So our main characters get on a boat, and there is a very harsh storm surrounding the island for, you know, some reasons, and it's like the guard of the island. So they get on the island, and their boat messes up, so they can't get off. Actually, no, wait. That happens later. So, basically, they all go and start investigating the island. When all of a sudden, you know, they're trying to, like, you know, explore the island via helicopter. Well, via a lot of helicopters, and Kong is not having that, so he destroys a bunch of the helicopters. And our pretty much antagonist, played by Nick Fury himself. Oh, what is that guy's name? What is his name? What is his name again? One second. I'm trying to find his name. So, sorry. Okay, here we are. Casting information. So, Samuel L. Jackson. Why could I not think of his name? Okay, so, basically, they all start you know, like, well, okay, Samuel L. Jackson gets real mad. He gets real mad because all of his troops are dead. So he gets real mad, and he's trying to plan his revenge. And, you know, it's a simple Kong story of, like, they're making a home for themselves on the island and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, they don't take Kong and kill him at the very end because this Kong, you know, is too good for that. He is way too good for that, but... So, yeah. Anyways, basically what happens is they meet the surviving, you know, guy from World War II, who has been living there for a long, long time. And he has lived there for a long, long time because of the Iwi, a tribe of... Basically, you know, each iteration of Kong has their Skull Islanders, and the Iwi is Legendary's version of the Skull Islanders. So, basically, what happens is, you know, this guy who has survived kind of, like, knows everything about the Iwi. So he's, like, he's explaining to our characters, like, why Kong protects the island and what there is to protect from and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, all this stuff. And then there's just a lot of stuff that happens, like, Samuel L. Jackson tries to kill Kong, but dies and almost kills Kong at the same time. And, like, there's just a lot of stuff that happens. And, you know, Kong fights the Skullcrawlers, which the Skullcrawlers are the evil creatures that live on this island. And then our characters find out a way to get off the island. Yeah. And Sorry. I thought I was messing up for a second, but I'm not. I remember the plot of this movie. I know the plot of this movie. Again, it's the same thing with Godzilla 2014. It's a very memorable movie, but there's too many little itty-bitty details to remember. I wouldn't say there's as many little itty-bitty details as Godzilla 2014, but there certainly is a lot. So, yeah. So, yeah, I guess let's talk about the monster design. So, Kong is basically like Ultimate Kong. Okay, he's like Super Mega Ultimate Kong. he's awesome. He's like, imagine the perfect Kong in your head. So he's, like, super big, really cool, very, like, angry, but also heroic-looking Kong with three giant scars on his chest. And that's just basically Kong. Kong is cool. Then there's the Skullcrawlers and, like, a couple other creatures that I'll talk about in a second, but... So the Skullcrawlers are the Skullcrawlers. The Skullcrawlers are essentially the two-legged lizard from, Kong 1933, but bigger, Kong size, and very evil. And their face and their nostril. So basically, their face looks like a skull, and their nostrils look like the eyes of a skull. For a very long time, I thought that was their eyes. And then you see that there's these itty, tiny, itty-bitty, like, if you took those, like, Mardi Gras beads, and you cut one, you cut, like, two off, and you just meshed them into this, like, gigantic monster, like, that's how visible they are. It's like, you can barely tell that these giant skull, like, nostrils are not his eyes. It's so weird that they even are, but yeah. And then let me pull up the list of monsters. Okay, so all the monsters. Well, okay, so I gotta say one thing. There is a definitive Skullcrawler called the Skull Devil. And he doesn't look very much different than a regular Skullcrawler, but he is much bigger than a regular Skullcrawler. And the white on him is a lot more pronounced. So, yeah. Then there's the Mother Longlegs. So that... The Mother Longlegs is just this ginormous spider, and it is the most disgusting thing in the entire universe. And its trees are cleverly disguised to look like trees. Its legs are very, like, tree-like. They look a lot like trees. So at first, nobody realizes that it's a spider, and then it stabs a guy through the chest, and that's like its whole scene, and it's very, very brutal. Oh, and then there's the spore mantis. So the spore mantis is basically just like this big log with legs. So he's like just disgusting. He's very, very disgusting. Essentially, he's just a giant log with, like, six old tree legs. But it's just, it's very, like, weird. So, yeah. And then there's, of course, the Skrr Buffalo. So the Skrr Buffalo... I really like the Skrr Buffalo because he has a really big back that looks like a big rock, and he really likes to just stick his head underwater and get really wet. And so there's this one time where this guy tries to, like, climb on top of him, and he starts moving, and the guy is... And the guy, like, falls off of him. And the buffalo doesn't try to hurt him. That's the greatest thing. These things don't try to hurt anyone. They just don't like to be, you know, messed with very much. So they just leave. And then there's the Meyer Squid. Which, honestly, is just seen for, like, a couple seconds. And Kong, like, rips it apart. Essentially, it's just a giant squid. There's nothing really specific about it or anything. So, yeah. And then there's the leaf wings. The very, very annoying leaf wings. And I was talking to a friend one time who had seen this movie. And she was like... These are probably the most, like, annoying part of the entire movie. Basically, what they are is they're these tiny little, like, furry pterodactyls that look like leaves. Excuse me. They're like 3 to 5 feet long, but they just look like leaves. They're just weird. I don't really like them, you know. They're just kind of dumb. So yeah, that's all the monsters. So yeah. Favorite and least favorite moments. So for a long time, I created this moment in my mind where I thought Kong took a Skullcrawler and ripped him in two ways. He, like, grabbed his jaw and ripped him in two ways. I thought that happened in place of the jaw rip. But apparently it didn't. Because I watched the movie over and it didn't. And I was like, I totally thought that happened. But I guess not. Excuse me. I had to get some water. So basically, my favorite moment is same as last time. Not the same as the Pacific Rim the Black episode, but the same as Godzilla 2014. It's part of the fight. It's not part of the final fight, but it's... Or is it part of the fight? Part of the final fight, I mean. I don't know. It's part of a fight. That's one thing I really like about this movie. There is a lot of fighting. excuse me. So there is one specific part where Kong... So there's like a shipwrecked ship. It's not the ship from this movie. But it's just a random shipwrecked ship. And Kong grabs the anchor, which is on a chain. He grabs the anchor to it, and he launches the anchor, but still holds onto the chain. And the anchor lands in the back of a Skullcrawler, and he uses it to pull them forward. And it's very cool. As for the least favorite moment, I do not like the moment where the Samuel L. Jackson's character tries to kill Kong. Because literally, essentially what he does is he all the land surrounding and like near Kong, he lights it on fire. And that fire attracts the Skullcrawlers. So, the Skullcrawlers are, like, beating Kong up while Kong is, you know, like, getting burnt. So, it's like, come on. That's like if in Pacific Rim the Black, you know, when Castlevania dude shoots Boy, because Boy is completely undefensible, he's completely defenseless, is what I mean to say. So, you know, Boy has absolutely no way of protecting himself, so it's like shooting a person when they're down. Literally, that's what you're doing to Kong. So, yeah. By the way, if you don't like my so-called spoilers to Pacific Rim the Black, then either listen to my episode if you don't care about spoilers and you haven't seen it, or just watch the show. It's phenomenal. Okay, the show is awesome, so just watch it. So, yeah. I guess impact now. So, the impact of this movie, really all it did... is it took the classic Kong movie, and it reworked it, and it made it better. And it set up the, you know, inevitable GBK. You know, it set up a lot of things. This movie wasn't particularly a box office hit, you know? It wasn't, like, the greatest creation in all movie history, but it was very, you know, it set up for a lot of things. And, you know, not just, you know, this movie is very good, you know, this movie is really good, so, you know, if you haven't seen it, then definitely go watch it to prepare for GVK. Yeah. So yeah, final thoughts. So basically, my final thoughts on this movie, I liked it, but I don't think that, so let me rephrase that. I like this movie. It's good. It is really good. But I don't think that if it was my pick for, like, Godzilla movie night, you know, I don't think I would pick this movie. I don't. You know, if I had to pick a MonsterVerse film, I would probably pick, like, King of the Monsters or, you know, Godzilla 2014. Probably not that one out over this one, but I would definitely, like, pick a different Godzilla movie or pick a different Kong movie than this because, you know, it's good, but it's not the greatest thing to ever, you know, become of Kong. But it is the only Kong film where Kong doesn't die. At least the only live-action one. I don't know about those really, really bad cartoon movies, but, yeah. So, those are my thoughts on, Kong Skull Island. Yeah. Next week's film is gonna be, what is it gonna be? Oh, Godzilla King of the Monsters. And, you know, unless they just randomly release Pacific Rim the Black Season 2, then, you know, my schedule is pretty clear for, Godzilla King of the Monsters, so, yeah. Yeah, so, if there is any kaiju news, then, you know, of course, I'll make a little short news episode. But other than that, I do not plan to make another episode until next week for Godzilla King of the Monsters. So, I bid you a good day. And, seriously, look at a pic of the MonsterVerse Mechagodzilla. Like, search up, like, I would probably say official Playmates MonsterVerse Mechagodzilla toy. And you could probably find it there. It is very cool. Yeah. So, just, you know, I've said I'll cover any kaiju news when it arises, so yeah. Go see stuff for yourself. Have a fantastic day, you know, as good as a day that the world allows you to have, and stay hydrated because water is very good for you. So, yeah. Just stay cool, kaiju fans. And if anyone has opinions on Sonic Colors, I don't know why I'm even talking about Sonic Colors on a Godzilla podcast, but I like Sonic Colors. It's like probably my favorite Sonic game of all time. If you like Sonic Colors, then extra points for you, because Sonic Colors, probably the best Sonic game ever made. Okay, see ya. This is the actual end. Goodbye.